Good day, and welcome to Nakilat second quarter 2018 conference call. This conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Bobby Sarkar. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi. Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Sarkar, Head of Research at QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Nakilat's first ever public investor conference call. On this call, we have Hani Abuakar, who's Nakilat CFO. So we will conduct this call management reviewing the company's first half 2018 results, followed by a Q&A. I will turn the call over now to Hani. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Wabi, and good afternoon, everyone, and thank you very much for attending our first conference call this year, or actually ever. I'm going to take you through our H1 2018 financial results. I'm going to go to page number two, just at least to recap about the Nakilat three operating segments. And I'm going to start with the fleet, which is basically our shipping arm. We have 25 wholly owned, 40 jointly owned LNG vessels. We have four LPG vessels. And now this year we started to get into the FSRU business with the newly jointly acquired one floating storage regasification unit. Also, we have our shipyard segment, which is basically consists of two companies, ANCOM and DSQ. ANCOM looks after the repair and maintenance and marine for marine vessels, and also providing the shipbuilding or construction of the onshore and offshore structures. And DSQ looks after the shipbuilding of vessels up to 170 meter length. We have also our other marine services, which is complement our other two segments through NSW, which is our tug operation, Nakilat agency, and lastly, which is the vessel support unit, which is provide some sort of provisions and warehousing and repair in Ras Laffan. I will take you now to page number three, and I will start to really recap about the major highlights for Nakilat in the first quarter of the first half of 2018. Again, we have the addition of the two LNG vessels through our joint venture with Maran. This is a really good opportunity for us that now we can grow some of our business, not necessarily in the region, but we can also internationally. Also with Accelerate, which is a new horizon for us and new segment that we can potentially grow in. We have our first vessels that we really jointly owned with Accelerate Energy in the United States. Now I'm going to go to the fourth page. I'm going to really look into the actual financial performance. I'm sure that all of you have really had a look to them and have really reviewed the numbers. As you can see, almost in every single line item, our first half results compared to last year, we're doing almost better than expected what we have done budgeted or what we have performed in 2017. Part of then the revenue side, as we can see, the two addition of the two new vessels has added to our shares of results from the joint venture, and also we had the higher interest income achieved in the first half compared to last year. On the actual expenses side, we can see that our cost and operating costs more or less similar as last year or even a little bit lower. And again, this is part of our cost optimization strategy and initiative that the company has adopted as we become more mature as a full-fledged shipping company. Also, we can see on the G&A itself, the numbers is going lower, our depreciation is lower, and even our finance charges is actually lower despite the fact, as you guys know, the LIBOR has increased compared to last year first half. Now I'm going to go to the final slide, and it is talks about our outlook for H2 2018. This outlook is based, I'm just highlighting it, but the actual news is basically already it's a public news that we have communicated earlier. So I will start with the fleet side. We should expect in the H2, as we have added already two vessels in March through Maran. So basically, we would expect in the H2 to have 6 months results rather than just only the first 3 months results that we have reported. In addition, we have the addition of the first FSRU, which was added, or we have jointly owned sometimes towards the end of June. So we should expect that number to come and reflect for the next half of the year. For the shipyard, we usually the summertime is a busier time in generally for the any shipyard, with a higher utilization due to the number of vessels that goes into the dry dock. And also with the additional marine and offshore project that we're expecting in the second half. Marine services, we expect also to continue to be strong compared to the first half, or similar to the first half, or to be more accurate, with the marine activities, which is increasing in Ras Laffan and Saeed ports, or even in general in the state of Qatar compared to last year. Particularly after what happened in the region last year in June 2017. And I come to the end of it, and I'll leave the floor open for you guys if you want to ask questions, and happy to answer them.
Great, thank you. Operator, can we start the Q&A process?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has been... Please press star 1 to ask a question.
Okay, thank you. Hani, this is Bobby again. I just wanted to start off the Q&A with a question of my own. Slide 5 and the guidance bit. Can you just elaborate a little bit on the shipyard business? And what did the business do in the first half, and what do you expect in the second half, in terms of utilization, dry docking activities, et cetera? Thank you.
Yeah, I think as I just mentioned, usually we expect the shipyard activities to increase during the summertime. And also, we have a number of some number of vessels higher than what we have seen in the first half that should really have their own regular dry dock in our facilities. Also, we have some increased number of marine and offshore workload that is coming to our shipyard facility, and that's what exactly I can highlight to you. As you know, the shipyard is not going to be a big contributor to our company. Our company is basically a shipping company which has the LNG fleet contribute most of the bottom line to our financials. But the shipyard facilities, as I said, is during the summertime, usually more vessels get into, becomes more active and have more the level of activities increased.
Great, thank you.
We have a question on the telephone. This question comes from Naveed Alabas from Ajeez Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen, for holding the call. We really appreciate it. I'm sorry if I missed this earlier on, but can you please give us some insight into the performance of the joint ventures? Because we have noticed that obviously the spot market, maybe the rates are slightly lower, that it resulted in a lower performance. But can you tell us, I mean, if you have any outlook on, do you see any recovery? Is there, did we reach the bottom, or do you expect any more further weakness in that side, please?
Thank you very much. Let me just elaborate more about, I think, what you have just said. On the joint venture level, the reason we have performed better than last year is because of the addition of the two new additional vessels into our fleet, our joint venture with Maran. I heard about something about when you just spoke about the spot market is being lower. Maybe to highlight one thing for you is that the actual LNG spot market in general, it has been increased, and it has increased actually compared to last year. And also, I would like to highlight to you that usually we go on a time charter contract with the people with any joint venture that we get in the LNG vessels. So basically, we're not really exposed as much. Actually, most of our vessels to the spot market.
Great, perfect. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. We will now take the next question from Shabir Kagawala from AL Rayan Investment.
Thank you, Mr. Hani, for the call. I have two questions. One, you mentioned that marine project is expected in the second half, which should improve the shipyard bridges. Could you give us a bit more clarity on that? Secondly, could we also have more clarity on this FSRU? And if there is any capex outflow, what will be that? Thank you.
Yeah. First of all, about the marine services, I will start. As I said, we have seen in the first half more activities going on in the marine services in general in the ports in the state of Qatar compared to last year. On the shipyard, again, as I have highlighted to Bobby earlier, the shipyard facilities is basically we're having a lot of activities going on through the summer period. Usually shipyards are busier during the summertime. That's the peak time for them in any particular year, where we have higher utilization and services. And also our unit itself is actually we are the first of forecasting or foreseeing more activities coming during the summertime. That should really give us and help us in towards what bottom line compare the from H1 to H2. However, I want to re-emphasize again that shipyard facilities is not as big as our fleet or LNG segment, and it should be really help us to improve the numbers or maybe at least to get them to achieve the. Similar results or as good results in the second half. However, it's what we focus on is basically us as a shipping company in our fleet segment of our operation.
True.
The second one is about the FSRU. Yes, the FSRU is basically we just jointly owned or bought the interest into almost 55% with Accelerate Energy. We concluded the deal almost towards end of June. So it was not that equity income was not really captured in the first half because we're not owning it. So we should really expect to see that result from jointly on that FSRU unit in the second half of the year. All this, again, is publicly available information. I'm just highlighting it.
Yes. How much, what benefit can we see from this venture in numeric terms?
Yeah, basically, an FSRU unit, you should expect it as similar to any regular LNG units. We should expect the same sort of potential financial results as if we bought a new additional LNG unit.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We will now take the next question from Nikhil Arora from Franklin Templeton. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Hani. This is Nikhil from Franklin Templeton. Thank you so much for hosting the call, and you know, I hope that this series of calls will continue over the next quarters as well. Well, a couple of questions from my side. The first one is that the shipyards that you guys operate, are they profit-making at the bottom line level, or are they still loss-making? And the second question that I have is, can you update us regarding the plan? If I remember correctly, there was a plan of bringing some of the ships from Stasco to your own in-house management, which should have ideally resulted in some margin expansion. If you could provide me an update of, you know, where do we stand on that effort? Thanks.
Yeah. First of all, about the shipyard, I know that we haven't started to really report them separately in our financial statement. However, I think we are doing very well as with the level of increase in utilization. And we expected in the increased utilization, the bottom line will improve, should improve significantly. However, I cannot really give a color for the time being because it wasn't publicly published information. However, for sure in the future, we will try to really potentially report segment reporting so at least we can provide you guys with a clear indication. But however, we are currently doing very well in our shipyard ventures due to the higher utilization compared to the previous and earlier year. And that's what I can hopefully answer you. I hope I did answer your question. The second one about the operating of the new vessels that we have started to take over from Stasco, we have took already 10 of the 25 wholly owned. And we will continue in the future the remaining ones. However, what we're going to do is just due to the dry docking cycle, we will maybe continue to do them over the next couple of years.
Okay. Sure. So, I mean, over the next couple of years, should we expect any kind of margin improvement because of this plan?
We should expect in usually our aim is as I think was highlighted even and before that when we take over these operating when we operate these vessels we expect to really be able to manage them more efficiently and to be able to have our costs controlled. So that's something that is part of our objectives and plan in the future. And yes, we should expect a better, you know, financial results. But however, we cannot forecast the future ourselves because that's something will come in the future. But that we always aim to really start to operate efficiently and effectively. And I think, you know, if you look at our results compared to last year, we're almost more or less the same as last year expense, which is, hasn't increased. Actually, it was lowered by a little bit. So I think as we move forward, we should be really able to find a way to cost optimize our cost structure.
All right. Okay. And if I may ask like a follow-up question on the FSRUs, just from my understanding, can you tell us where exactly geographically would this FSRU be situated? And I mean, what's the value proposition of this project for the end client? And should we expect like more FSRUs to be put in service in the future?
Okay, the FSRU is actually in Pakistan. However, it's chartered to Auxiliary United States. So this is who's our charter. Our charter is not basically the Republic of Pakistan. Should expect more of FSRUs in the future? I think we have disclosed that in our financial state in our press release earlier that this is will open a new horizon for us. And for sure, yes, if we can grow into that new segment, yes, for sure we will be. And I think we have partnership with the. And we are actually the only one now currently as a partnership with Auxiliary, who is the pioneer, who they were the first, and I think they are supposed to be one of the largest in the world in that segment. So yes, if there is any opportunity for further growth in that segment, we shall explore and we will proceed and pursue.
Okay, thank you so much.
The next question comes from Ahmed Sadi from Milaha. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Hani, for hosting us. Actually, I'd like to get a guidance on two points. The first one is if you could provide us with a guidance on Gulf LPG activities and their contribution to the bottom line. And the second one, if you can provide us with a guidance on increased LNG supply from U.S. and Australia and your competitive position, please. Thank you.
Sorry, you were just cutting off. Can you please repeat exactly the segments, please?
Yeah, the first one was on Gulf LPG and its contribution to the bottom line. Shall we expect it to increase or to remain the same as at current levels? And the second one was on guidance on competition with the increased supply of LNG from Australia and the U.S.
Oh, okay. Good. You know, I will start with the LPG. As you know, Ahmed, the LPG is basically, we own almost 70 vessels, and the LPG is the only four LPGs. These ones are traded on a spot market, so basically they are being impacted by the spot market that currently we have on the LPG. The rate hasn't been good for the last couple of years. Since even 2017, the rate was not really strong as compared to earlier years, but that usually is the segment of that shipping business. What have they contributed to the bottom line for us? They're too small compared to the LNG segment of our ships. And even so, basically, they were not. We should expect, you know, we have seen a better results or better Baltic rate, we can say. It has improved from earlier low 20s, and now it's in the higher 30s. So we should expect, and hopefully we hope that it will continue to go higher. We had great years 2 years ago or 3 years ago. However, we cannot predict the market, and the impact of the LPG business is not really that significant compared to the LNG. The other question was about if I were, sorry, repeat, is about the LNG outlook, about the production of that coming from the USA and Australia. As you know, China's demand for LNG has increased almost 46%, and they're becoming consuming more of an LNG. However, this is for us, we don't really comment as much about the LNG production. But from us as a shipping, we have seen for the LNG a great improvement in the actual spot market. For instance, we have seen compared to 2017 that the rate has increased by 27 to 25% compared to actually during this year compared to last year. So I think for us, the more energy is being produced, the better things for us as a shipping company, because we can lift more cargo and then there's going to be more demand for us. So yes, that's all that I can answer you.
Thank you.
We'll now take a follow-up question from Naviz Alabas from Ajeej Capital.
Yes, thank you again for the time. Is there a rough estimate for the utilization of the vessels in the joint venture operations? Any ballpark number could be very useful, please. Thank you.
You know, our contract, as you know, they are the long-term contracts or term charter contracts. So basically, we expect the utilization to be very high. We don't really report on them, but it's a very, very high utilization numbers that you should expect for our vessels. Basically, even if the vessels are not being utilized by the charterer, we still get paid. And that's what matters for us.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We will now take the next question from Rajesh Bhandari from Almal Capital.
Hi, thanks for the call. I would just like to know, you know, your SSRU acquisition plan, if that could imply a cut to dividend this year or let's say in the coming couple of years. Also, from a medium to long-term point of view, does the company have a target debt to equity ratio? I know you have a predefined debt repayment plan, but would the company necessarily follow it? In other words, if you have a target debt to equity ratio, basically that would imply you refinance some of the borrowings and prioritize dividends.
Sorry, the question was not clear, but let me recap about what you have just said. You're talking about our FSRU and what our plan for that segment over the next couple of years. And then the second question is about our debt equity ratio, if we have a plan for our debt equity ratio. Am I correct?
That's right, yeah. On the FSRU, if it could lead to a cut in dividends, reduction of dividends, based on the capex required for your total plan.
Okay. First of all, no. I don't think we strongly don't think that our acquisition of an FSRU or a couple of LNG this year will have any sort of an impact about our dividend over the next 1 or 2 years. Actually, if you can see, our profit is basically almost close to $850 million, and we pay a dividend to almost $554 million. So even our own generated profit, we can maintain some of it for potential growth. And plus, we are a big of a size company, and we have the capability to raise or at least to have capex available for these for our regular growth or normal growth in a year on an annual basis. The other questions, I think you talked about the debt to equity ratio. We don't have that targeted one, but as you can see, our debt is being paid on an annual basis. We're almost paying on our wholly owned, close to 800 million riyal annually. Also, our jointly owned vessels, they do also pay off our debt regularly. So, yeah, so we will continue to try to pay off the debt that we incurred. This is always taken into consideration into our economics. That when we look at the charter rate and the charter hire and the return expected and the cash generated from these projects to ensure that we can pay off our debt as per the loan document over the life of the vessels.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions on the telephone at this time.
Okay, hi, hello. This is Bobby again. If there are no further questions, we can end the call now.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, and looking forward to see you guys all the time on our conference call and to answer any questions you have. And please, if there was further topics you would like to address, we're available. Please, we can take it offline.
Thank you, Hani. Thank you, everyone. Thanks.